Okay, we're on Nun Hey Amud Aleph at the two dots towards the bottom, like six lines up. Yeah. Okay, so we learned the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah v'chulei, he said that the Tosefis is only given to the promised to the woman if they actually go through the Nisuin. The Iker is even Eris and Nisun doesn't matter, but the Tosefet is only if they actually go through with the marriage. Does he have in mind to give the Tosefet? Now Gemara says, Idmar, Rabbi v'Rabbi Nasa. You have a machlok. Chazchadamar halachik Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. V'chadamar ain halacha Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. So the machlok is whether halacha is like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah or not. Tistayim the Rabbi Nasan who de Amar halach Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Yedishmanian lay the Rabbi Nasan de Azil Basar Umdina. In other words, it seems that Pashtus that the Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah he's going after Umdina. In other words, we are assessing the das of the Baal what's going through his mind. You know, when does he have in mind to give the Tosefes? And we say so. We say he probably doesn't want to give it until the marriage goes through. And it's like it's umdin das. So we assume that the mandam over here, Rabbi Nasan, the one who holds by umdina, he's the one that would hold like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. So Gemara says Eina Chanami. So therefore, lichura is Rabbi Nasan, because we are going to see now a source Rabbi Nasan holds by umdina, and therefore it would make sense that he's the one that said Allah Kazar Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who also holds holding by umdina. Okay, so where is that? Amar Rabbi Nasan, halachik Rabbi Shimon Shazuri b'mesukan, and ubetrumas meiser shel demai. Okay, so these are two places where he says halachik Rabbi Shimon ben Zuri. The first place we're going to see b'mesukan, that's where we're going after umdina, and these trumas meiser shel demai is a separate topic. Nothing to do with this here, and but the mice we're going to see from Mesukan that he's holding that Rabbi Nasan the concept of umdana memela. We're assuming he's the one that's saying halachas like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Okay, so let's see the Rashi now. First on Nun Hey Amud Aleph, Basar umdana. Okay, omed das umdana is omed das. So we assess what's going through the mind of the person. But davar she'eino mefurash omdim beisdin ve'omrim stam inish lahachich ven lo kosev la mamono achinam ella lechibas bia. That's the umdana over here. That something's not mefurash means it says the average person he's only gonna give away his money. He's not gonna give it away for nothing unless there's something there like chibas bia, which is only by nesuin in this case. Okay, so he says b'mesukan, Rabbi Nasan halach like Rabbi Shimon Mizuri, gab b'mesukan. What's that? Meseches Gittin says mamafarsh v'yotzi b'shaira v'omer kisvu get liishti. So the guy's going on a trip, a dangerous type trip, and he's v'yotzi b'shaira whatever, and he says that he's worried he's not going to make it back. So he says to aid him, whatever, write a get for my wife. But these two aid him are not, even though he didn't say give it to my wife, and we assume that that's what he meant, and he can write it and give it. So we say that the reason why he didn't say tnu is because he's so, bahul, all nervous or whatever, worried about his trip. So he just forgot to say give it, but we assume that's what he meant. But we say that that's what he meant, to write it and give it. Now Rabbi Shimon Zuri Yomer, Afa Mesukan. So too, when it comes to a person that's dangerously ill, right? Hagoses, Mehainu, Basar Umden Data, Damrinan, Lo Amar Kisvu, Ella, Sheitnu. That we go after again the umdendas, that he didn't say just kasu, but he really wants to say he knew also hoil mesukan who lonis kaven letzachik ba, because we assume that why would he not say, why say write it and not give it? Why wouldn't he want to give it unless he's trying to get her angry or whatever, and letzachik ba, to pretend he's giving a get but not really get. But he said somebody was mesukan, he's not doing it, he's not playing games over here, probably really wants to give it, and that's what we assess is das, and therefore we can give it also. That's the umd and das we see Rabbi Nassan held, because he thought el derach is like Shimon Zizur. Okay, next Rashi v'trumas meiser shel demai, it's another case where he says Allah is like Rabbi Shimon Zizur. So what's that talking about? Mishnahi b'meseches demai trumas meiser shel demai shechazer alim koma. And it was a guy bought produce from an amaret, and since we don't know for sure if he meiser, that's called demai, so he has to meiser it al safek, and he took off trumas meiser, which has the same din as truma, it has to go to a kohen, can't be eaten by a zar, and accidentally it fell back into the stuff that he was meiser. The asra esachulin mishum duma. So now the stuff the meiser and fell back in. So now it becomes asra because meduma. We have a mixture of trumas meiser and chulin, and he can't be eaten by a zar now. Rabbi Shimon Shizur yomer af bechol sholo la amaret shalakachem menu haperas halalu veochlan apiv. That even during the week, that we're going to see, Rashi's going to say, why does he have to say even during the week? What does that mean? But he says, you're allowed to ask the Yama Aretz that he bought from him the peros, and he can eat it according to what the Yama Aretz says. Meaning, imamar hifrashti masra sav karu'i achalom acharti vlach, then somech alav. He says, yeah, don't worry, I meisered it before I gave it to you. I sold it to you. He says, and then that you can rely on his what he's saying, and you can eat it. The hoyil umid rabbanan hu, why? Because the whole inyan of the meistering, saf maritz or amaritz is only mid rabbanan, and therefore him nu rabbanan b'makom seda kihacha. They believe that here's a seda. If we can't listen to him, therefore the czar can't eat it, and therefore he's going to have to sell it. And selling it means he has to sell it cheaply, because the only ones that can buy it is a kohen, the only one that can eat this stuff. And therefore it's a loss. So when it came to a loss, they said, okay, you can we rely on the fact we can ask the Amars if he meiser. She'ein lo takana lagzor lafrish ela lomochor lakonim. The only thing you could do is sell it to a kohen, b'nimei truma, which we said, which is cheaper. V'hefzid, who long? He's going to lose money on it. Excuse me. Okay, haide nakat af b'chol. Now Rashi asks, why is Rabbi Shimon doing that? Even in the weekday, what does it mean even in the weekday? Mishum dektani hasam mil siachrise. This is because it's a follow-up of something else that was said over there. The yeshbachel, like the Shabbos, sho'alo ve'ochlo apiv. That's talking about when you didn't meiser the demai before Shabbos, and then Shabbos came in, and now you don't have food for Shabbos. So we allow again to ask the amaretz, did you meiser it so that we can eat it on Shabbos? And the mipnei onik Shabbos, they allowed it. Ulamotei Shabbos lo yochal ad sheyaser. Just that's only good for during Shabbos. You can rely on the heter. As soon as motzei Shabbos, then you have to meister. Okay, since the big was talking about there about Shabbos, and then Rabbi Shimon had said even in chol, if it's a hefsed, you can do the same thing. Okay, fine. Now let's go back to the Gemara. So right now we're holding. We had Rabbi and Rabbi Nassan. One of them said halacha or Elazar ben Azariah. One said not. And we assume it was Rabbi Nassan because he holds like umdana, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is doing. Now the Gemara asks, but Rab lo asil basar umdana. What? Only Rabbi Nassan, but not Rab. We see Rab also holds by umdana. Where is that? V'ayitmar matna shchiv mea shekasa ba kinyan. So bevei Rab mishmei de Rab Amri arkevei atre richshe. So we have a case where somebody is sick, right? He was a shchiv mira, and he wrote a shtar matana, and he did a kinyan with it. Now kinyan is not unnecessary, as we'll see. A shchiv mira doesn't have to make a kinyan because whatever he says is as if there's a kinyan and it was all said and done, right? So it's not necessary. So he added a kinyan, the shchiv mira, which he didn't have to do. So how do we look at this thing that he did? So Rav says that he's riding on two horses, right? Meaning he's, we'll see in a second, that he's getting the best of both worlds. He's doing both because he wants to chop the benefits of a matnas bari and a matnas chimira. That's so why he did it. Ushmul Amar lo yadana ma edumba. He says, I don't know how to judge this star, because as we're going to see, it's problematic. So this Bikitzer, therefore, we're going to see the fact he says ride on two horses. That's because we're doing umdin das. We're going to see in a minute. We're assessing what he's holding, and since we say that we're going by umdin das over there, so here is a ride. The Rav also goes by umdin das. Okay, so let's see on the Gemara a second. So Bebe Rav Mishmeda Rav Amri Yarkavei Atrei Rikshe. What does that mean? He's riding on two horses. Hare he kept matnas bari. It's like a matnas bari. Hare he kept matnas chimer. It's both. He's trying to chop. We said both benefits. Hare you kept matnas bari. The mamadeinu yachol agzorbo. It's like a matnas bari in that, unlike a matnas chimera, he can't be chozer. Right? He can't change his mind. And that's why he did the kinyan, just so I want it to be like a manas bar, that I can't change my mind, it's a gift no matter what. V'harehi kamatnas shchimira, he has that benefit, she'im amar halvasi leploni, halvasi halvaso leploni. That meaning, if he lent money to Ploni, and now, what does he say? He says that, as part of his gift, that when this guy owes me money, so I want to deflect the money that's supposed to come to me, and let this other guy have it. Take that, and I'm going to give it as a gift to somebody else. Okay, so money that is owing to him, he's deflecting it, that it should be a gift to somebody else. That cannot work by a regular gift. It can only work by a shchiv mira, because you can't make a kinyan like that normally. But a shchiv mira could. So he wants that benefit. So it's a shchiv mira also. So he's got both things. Again, so we're assuming that this is what his das is by writing that. That's umdin das. We're doing umdina. This is what's going through his mind. That's why he did it. So it's we see Rav is also going after umdina. And Shmuel amar lo yadana ma yedunba. Why? Shema lo gamar laknoso ela bishtar vein shtar lacharmisa. And Shmuel says, I don't know how to judge this. Meaning that it's problematic. Because it's a matnas. He's doing a kinyan over here, which is shows that it seems like he's showing. Like, I want to give this like a regular gift. I don't want this shchiv mira business, right? A regular gift, fine. So he makes a kinyan to make it like a kinyan, like a regular gift with a kinyan, like a matnas bari. But then it's written in the star that's a shchiv mira star, which means it's going into effect only after Misa. That's what Shchiv Meira only doesn't want to give anything while he's alive. He wants to give only after he dies. So it's a problem, because the Kenyan, you can't make a Kenyan after one's dead. So it's on the one hand, it's a Shchiv Meira Shtar, which means I want this to happen after I die. But it's a Kenyan, which is I want it to be a Manas Bari, like with a Kenyan. But it comes out that, and therefore in the end, it's a Kenyan after he dies, and that can't be. You can't make a Kenyan after. So it's a problem. That's Shmuel leaves. Okay, let's see Rashi now. Matnas shchiv mira. Ain a tzricha kinyan. Don't need a kinyan. Right? Shetiknu chachamim shedvarav k'ksuvim mesurim. As if it's written and given over, it's all without a kinyan. Why did they do this? Shelo titra if died to Allah, they made this takana because we're afraid if we're going to start making him after get a kinyan, they might get all nervous and it's dangerous. Bim kasuv ba kinyan, and here it says kinyan. So Amar Rav arkevei atrei rikshe kemo rochesh rochvei harechesh in Megillas Esther, which means those that ride on these horses. Kolomar nasan ba shtei kolchos ayde shekasav ba. So it's like there's two kolchos over here, as we saw that by writing this. It's by writing kedek katsi of rami ba arse. That's it, as he lay sick in bed. And mecholash on shchiv mira, so by writing that, nasan bakoach shchiv mira. Vayidei kinyan, but by doing the kinyan, shekasa basheino nohegelek babari, and the kinyan only if a healthy person does, why did he do that? Nasan bakoach bari, to give the koach of a regular gift. Vahashtam efarish lehu koach matnas bari. Then the Gemara, as we saw, goes on to explain what is the koach of the matnas bari. Sheima mad mechol yov, that if he gets better, eino chozer mi matnato, that he can't go back. Mashen ke meshchiv mira, you could go back on your gift. Here he can't, that's why he did it, so to show that I'm not going to go back. Barehi keman nashchime rahao she'ein matnas bari afilu bikin she'ein b'matnas bari afilu bikinyan that she'im kasa b'matana zu that if this the matana was he writes in there that what halvati shelvisi leploni netuna leploni ze. That when this guy that owes me the money, Plony number one, I'm deflecting it that the loan that will instead of coming to me, I'm giving as a gift to Plony number two. So that if since it's in Shrimira, it works. Halvasa la Plony to the second guy. Veilu gabe bari mishum kinyan lo kanibe. But if it would be a regular manas bar, you can't do that because the kinyan can't be chal in such a case. Why? She'ein madbeya nikli mechalifin. Because here you're doing a kinyan, meaning a kinyan chalifin. And you can't transfer money with chalifin, and that's what's being done over here. Ela has to be done al gavkarka. Kedamrinan bazav. V'zeh kana imet. And this one does work if he dies. Lo machmas kinyan, ela machmas shchimera. But because of the chazisa shchimera, so he's a that this he wants the money to go to Ploni. That works al shchimera. So he's like trying to chop both. That is that. Shema lo gamar bili bolak no sale bishtars. And that was a Shmuel. Shmuel says that I don't know how to judge this, means it's a problem. What's the problem? Because Shema, maybe he wasn't gamar bili bolak no sale bishtar, says Rashi. Shema lahachi kasa ba kinyan. Maybe this is why he wrote kinyan, meaning the lo gamar lak no so mat tanazu ayadei divrei shchimira. Because maybe he said, no, I don't want it to be like a shchimira. That's why he wrote, did the kinyan. Shehein kiksuv misurim dami. That would be finished without any kinyan. Ella ayadei kiksiva ukinyan kabari. I want it to be done like a regular gift, with writing kinyan like a regular. The stam kinyan lichtiva omed, because there's writing, because normally when you make a kinyan, it's there to write. Ushtar shchiv mira eino kone mechaim. And the problem is that ashtar shchiv mira is not kone mechaim. He says, I want to give this, this, and this, and this. It's only, his kavanah is only after misa. And that's a problem over here, as we're saying, because the kinyan, you can't make a kinyan after misa, and he wants to make a kinyan, so problem. But feel Rabbi Yossi damar zmano shel shtar mochiach alav, that Rabbi Yossi hold that you look at the date, and it goes after the date, and the date of the shtar. And but he says that hani mili babari hakosev nechasav libano lacharmoso. So that even though there it seems to be as that if you have a shtar kinyan, if you go back after the dates, so even if he says it for later, whatever, but it doesn't matter. It goes by the date of the shtar. Rabbi Yossi says that, but that's only says if a healthy person's writing his nechasim to his son after he dies. That we say that daito laknuye gufa karka miayom and peres lacharmisa. That we go after the tarich, meaning that the karka he wants to really yes give today, and the peres he only wants to give after. But not here. Here he doesn't want to give anything when now he only wants to give it after his death. The cave in the mice, but here, after he dies, you can't make a kinyan for anything. The halamisa, the liknei, no, right? The halaisa, the liknei, he's not here that he can make a kinyan. Bishmainan mihatz. Now, so after all of this, what do we see? We see, though, the Rav Basarum den Nazil, Shome Daitosho Zed, Arkevi Atre Rikshe, Avad. That we see from here, the Rav also, not only Rabbi Yonasan, also Rav's going by Umden, because that's why he says, riding on two horses, because we're doing Umden that, so that's what he means. V'afal pi shalopiresh, and even though he didn't say v'firesh, but we say that that's what he meant. Therefore, mapi grav mamon abach, and he'll even take out mamon from the guy based on this. So he says, a shtark Umden. So, therefore, we have no hechrach anymore that Rav Elazar ben Azariah who goes after Umdana, oh that must be Rabbi Nassan who holds by Umdana, because also Rav also holds by Umdana, so it could have been Rav that says Allah Chazak Rav Elazar ben Azariah, so we have no hechrach. Okay. So Gemara concludes Ella Tarvayhu Nunam Nunvav Anamos Amud Aleph Ella Tarvayhu Azli Basar Umdana. Okay, so we saw now that both Rav and Rabbi Nassan both go after Umdana. Manda Amar Halacha Shapir. Okay, so the one that said Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shapir. That's good because it makes sense because he's also going after Umdina Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so that's good. Now, what about the other opinion, whoever that might be? But Manda Amar Ein Halacha So why would he say that? Because even whoever that is, Rabbi Rabbi Nasa, they both hold by Umna, so the ones that saying that Halacha is not like Rabbi Lazar ben Azari, why would he say that? Because he holds by Umna, not Rabbi Lazar ben Azari, so why would he say that he's not holding like Rabbi Lazar ben Azari? So Gemara explains, Ma'aname ein Halacha, hachanami Umden daitan, who said, yeah, there is Umden das here also, but it's a different Umden das he held. Mishum ikruve daita hu veha ikruva le daita. So we're saying, Nechanami also holds by Umden das, but he didn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, because he held this different Umden. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari's Umden das was, he only wants to give Tosefet after he gets married, because of the chib of getting married or whatever. Whereas the other opinion who didn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, I hold by Umden also, but a different Umden. I hold that, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari said, that the Umden is that he wants to give it after marriage, but he wants to give it because of this, he feels close that to this woman. When does he feel close? When he gets engaged. And therefore, it's also umden das to give the tosefet at engagement, but it's umden das that he wants to give it when he feels closer. Okay, El says, Rashi, El Tavayu, Rav, and Ravina.